Hello, everybody. How's it going? I was talking to somebody last week or 2 weeks ago, and he was telling me maybe Noto Hazlon is a little kimoi, creepy a little bit, but I think that it is even more normal to be speaking like I'm vomiting, and it kind of helps to speak like this while pretending like I'm vomiting. Especially for Japanese people, because that way native speakers of English can hear you well, and also they can kind of f tell your feeling. In fact, for a long time, my wife's parents, my father and mother-in-law, thought that I was a little too quiet, but I started talking like I'm almost vomiting, just like now. Like, I'm talking like I'm vomiting. Then I think I began to sound normal. Japanese people tend to speak like they sound like they are a little shy. Even now, I'm trying to speak like a native speaker. I am trying to fight. I am fighting against this Japanese tendency to speak quietly or to speak calmly a little too much when we speak English. That's what we tend to do. But one good trick is to speak like vomiting. It may sound a little funny to you if you are listening to this as a native speaker of English, but that's exactly what I am right now doing. Otherwise, airflow doesn't happen strong enough as a Japanese speaker. I go, I have to go really push myself. But I have to push myself, push my air in a relaxed way. But to just the idea of pushing makes me feel a little kind of tense. And then I end up sounding a little stiff and choppy. So the best trick is to speak like vomiting, like speak like vomiting, like this. So, and it sounds like a contradiction. You know, vomiting is something that's kind of creepy, right? You don't want to really see that or hear that. But as I'm speaking like I'm vomiting, I can really control my impression, I think. Like I can appear really like an excited person, or I can appear like somebody who's sad, or you know, I can really control how I appear in terms of emotion if I am using this trick of speaking like vomiting. So I hope you try.